Let's talk about a gentleman by the name of Charles Ross Anthony. Tell us who he was.
C.R. Anthony, or Charles Ross Anthony, was my grandfather. I think I counted accurately, and I'm one of 23 grandchildren that he had, and that means that I'm among 23 first cousins. We didn't count after that. In those days, which is either 1883 or 84, I've seen his birthday listed more than one way. It's kind of interesting that sometimes you named people after famous folks. Like I have one family group on my mother's side that one of the brothers is named Orville and one's named Wilbur. Well, the first kidnap for ransom in the United States was the son of a Philadelphia banker. And there is a book that's now out of print, but I have a copy of it. And the little boy's name was Charlie Ross. So I guess his parents picked Charles Ross to be the name they gave to my grandfather. His father's name was Zachariah Cicero. So maybe Charlie Ross was a little bit easier to deal with.
And so your grandfather was born where?
He was born in Middle Tennessee. The river cuts the state in three parts, and Nashville's in the middle, and he was in Middle Tennessee. His parents were sharecroppers.
In 1885, he was born.
I think it's 84.
August 10th, though, I guess. Is that the correct date?
I think August 10th is what I've seen. The date that we most recognize is August 10th of 1884.
So how does he come to Oklahoma, and at what age?
Well, I am fortunate that he lived until almost age 92. In other words, as I was more of an adult, I had many years to share with him. And so I did get to hear some of these stories, not only firsthand, but then they're written down in a few publications as well. So I do want to throw this in, that given his birth and the number of years after the Civil War in the United States, there was a period where things were very much in disarray in the South, and he really didn't like it. He also became an orphan, I think that he said, at age 12. The economic times were very difficult. I already mentioned that his parents were sharecroppers. So he had some relatives that he went to visit, and they let him stay with them for a little bit, but they couldn't have another mouth to feed. And so he decided that he wanted to get as far away from there as possible. And the furthest place in the whole earth that he could even imagine was Indian Territory. And he had some kind of relative that was near Holdenville. Anyway, he had a very small sum of money, but he spent it on getting train passage to Indian Territory. So that's how he got here, and he described himself as being an orphan at that time.
And why was he an orphan? What circumstances led to that?
Well, I think that his mother had died. Now, he may have had a stepmother after that, but anyway, he was on his own and he headed west.
12 years old?
That is right.
So he comes to Holdenville, then Indian Territory, and what goes on there, and did he know anybody? I mean, did he just show up?
Well, I can tell you a couple of stories. He had grown up on the farm near horses and done all kinds of odd jobs. He had very little in the way of education opportunity. I think he went through the sixth of the Guffey's readers at one time. But there is a story that there was a widow lady in Holdenville named Mrs. Scales, I believe. She had two or three daughters, I believe. Somebody said that she was looking for a man. And so he went to the house and knocked on the door, and she says, "Well, I am looking for a man." He told this story lots of times, so I remember it well. And she looked at him and said, "Yes, I'm looking for a man, not a boy," and shaking her head, "No, no, no." And he says, "Well, I can do good work." And she says, "Well, can you hitch a team?" And he said to himself, "I'm sure glad that's what she asked me, because I could hitch the team." And so he went and hitched the team, and she let him stay. Now, whether it was the chicken coop or the tool house, we aren't sure. I've heard the story both ways. But she was a Southern widow lady and a little bit on the formal side, and he stayed with that family for many years, and they never let him have any meal with the family because he was of a different white working class background. That always made an impact on him, and it makes an impact, frankly, to me in the way I see things, too, to these days. Mrs. Scales also had a little general store in town, and so eventually he got to work in the store, and that's where he gained some store experience. And then from an early age, he always gave the quote that he always wanted to be a merchant. At one time, we had the company monthly magazine called The Trading Post. But when I became president, we started it afresh, and we called it The Merchant, and we quoted his little line there that he always wanted to be a merchant. But it does go back to Holdenville and being able to work in that general store.
Did he just walk up to Mrs. Scales' house and knock on the door?
I think he did. In town, he walked around saying he needed work, and somebody gave him a tip to go try that lady.